was asking what happened to me yesterday.
And? Yeah, we were asking.
Sybil Wills, were you worried about me?
I was.
Good. That's all that matters.
Yes, sir.
My sister must have texted me 525, 600 times.
Nice rant.
Talking about Jay and that new guy, Skip Cheater, said to put yourself on your Bama of the Week list. And then she said, please don't use that. I woke up in a new Bugatti bullshiggity. That's Jay Bugatti now.
Jay Bugatti.
Sybil, I was sick to my stomach yesterday.
Oh,
you missed one day. One day, Sybil.
I know.
And the same people on Twitter that say, you all the way turn up, turn on you. One day you bringing home the bacon, miss a day, and they're frying your ass in a pan. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize to the TJMS and the hundreds of millions of listeners who I let down yesterday.
Aww.
I am remorseful. I will not attempt to cover up my absence with a whole lot of shenanigans this morning. Like, see, what had happened was for real, and at the end of the day, I am not a perfect man, and I take full responsibility for my no-call. I can't tell you in details what happened, especially after hearing the story about Morgan Freeman. I guess what I'm really trying to say and humbly ask for Jay not to murder me in his head. And let's get this over with. Contender number one, me. Yep, I made my own list, Sybil. My job is shorter than Terrence Howard and Iron Man, and I still let my fans down. Even though I got a text on Wednesday night, Nikki Woods, that said, skip tomorrow, so I did.
It's not your
fault. Oh, no. Contender number two, Cash Money Records.
Oh, boy.
Cash Money Records has signed Paris Hilton to a record deal. Who knew? I never heard Paris rap or sing one song. However, I did see her video once or three times. And she still looked like she was lip-syncing.
Dang.
Contender number three, Morgan Freeman. Wake your ass up, Black Joe Biden. I bet if your granddaughter's with you, you'd be up.
Whoa.
What's the name of this movie, Sybil?
Now You See Me.
Is it Now You See Me or Now You're Sleepy? Contender number four, Little Scrappy. Little Scrappy said he's addicted to weed. Who knew? We knew that, Little Scrappy, when you tried to pee swap. If you would have made that announcement earlier, you could have helped other rappers. Hell, Snoop Lion would still be Snoop Dogg. You're a real trailblazer. Contender number cinco,
yes.
Sergio Garcia.
Uh-oh.
As Bombacito Golfer told a reporter that he was going to have Tiger Woods over for Sheikin. This Bamacito Sergio Garcia is El Pollo Loco. Now he's apologizing after he ate the bone.
Wow.
Contender number six, Rob Ford, the Toronto mayor, who was smoking that crack rock, crack rock, crack rock, crack rock. Yet Rob Ford will forever be known as the white Marion Barry.
Yep. Yep.
Now, the next contender on here needed to have a trampoline. Yep, that's right, Miguel. A.K.A. Nacho Libre. Did y'all hear what Miguel's reason was for Peter panning and crash landing on those fans' head was?
What?
He said rock and roll made him do it. I don't care if Bullwinkle made him do it. Rocky should have did it. Well, he shouldn't have done it. Miguel, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week.